Among the most promising things to come out of D.C. last week was that a bunch of senior staff at the State Department left their top admin posts in a huff. For decades, the careerist progressives in the State Department have actively worked to undermine the foreign policy of our president when such didn't fit their decidedly left-leaning viewpoint. Having a few of them step aside won't change such, but it is a start. In Austin, we have a bit of a parallel to what we're seeing in D.C. We have a state senate led by a lieutenant governor dedicated to major reforms in the state, including fundamental changes to benefit taxpayers over local and state government officialdom. On the west side of our capital, we have a house with many strong reform-minded Republicans who are partially stifled under the leadership of Speaker Joe Strauss, who owes his power to the Democrat caucus and an alliance of liberal Republicans. Strauss has made it clear he's hesitant to do just about anything big. Speaker Joe Strauss is a consummate political insider's insider. His goals are never far-reaching, always pragmatic in the sense of preserving the power of the insider status quo, and openly dismissive of fundamental government reforms that would offer serious protection to citizens from out-of-control local officials. Worse, Strauss seems little interested in reforms which would seriously hamper Democrats from turning the Lone Star State into a California-style bureaucracy should they ever gain control again. Patrick's vision in the Senate isn't perfect, but it's a hell of a lot better than what we get out of the House leadership. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.